아니 면 지기드네 제마 제라 가서 더더바도 더더바도 더바 총어질라 그 승거를 했어. 지나되게 되네 심점에 더바 총어질라 그 라고를 했어.
Non-trilogist? Madhyamika Prasangika? Yes. But we're just talking about the Prasangika, Savatandika Madhyamika. The question is, what is the difference between the two Savatandika Madhyamikas?
Oh, sorry, I understood the question.
Well, that was a 가서 랑기 스님도 그 말로 캘린스 개발사 거래서 지게 되네 차단주 랑기 스님도 왔지 거래서 지게 좀 차단주 랑기 스님 말로 왔지 거래서
맞대 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 다 다시 내 가서 그 사람 내가 뭐야 혼자 왔어 이제 퍼슬라디 아셔 주셔 왔어
you all get very good answer but Persilas was the best
아하 나 내려 와 랑기 바지가 엄마 랑기 바지만 나나지 맞지라 뭐 싫어 때도 좀 캐는 말에게 차네 아니
So they both are Savatandika, same being Savatandika Madhyamika, but the difference in them is from accepting the external object or not. One accepts external object, which is the Savatandika, Savatandika Madhyamika, and then the other one doesn't accept the external object, which is the Yogacara Savatandika Madhyamika. So, the Savatandika Madhyamika, as long as it is Savatandika Madhyamika, whether it's a person, Savatandika Savatandika or Yogacara Savatandika, it accepts everything existing from its own side. Mm-hmm. And everything existing by way of its own characteristic. Third question. Is the difference between the Prasangika and Savatantika Madhyamika schools posited because of not agreeing to the analysis of the word merely from the statement merely imputed by concept? Wow, that's an interesting question. But actually, Geshe-la gave the answer to this earlier.
Okay, wait. Give me answer.
Yes, it's...
They both say truly. you didn't find one of the refutation questions in the pillar, it's the next refutation.
Yeah.
That was a special word by me. You don't remember that?
Tumumai.
And Prasangika Madhyamika?
We haven't studied that.
Maybe the pillar. Well, the question is it or not? Then you say yes, right? It's because of not agreeing, not agreeing to the analysis of the word.
And then please elaborate.
Yeah. Uh-huh. That's from Deborah.
That's
Well, that did a more session chair after.
Yeah, session chair, so
I'm not. Yeah, you elaborate it now.
And
Geshe-la didn't elaborate in his answer. He says, yes, it is like that. Yeah, but it is important to understand this. You know, so this is one of the main differences of the Savatantika Madhyamika and Prasangika Madhyamika. You know, so when you say merely imputed by mind, they both accept that. But when the merely, you know, what Prasangika Madhyamika says is that existing is merely from the mind. There's nothing, not even an atom of it, existing from its own side. So in the Savatantika Madhyamika, when you say merely, what it refutes, you know, is merely existing from its own side. Merely existing from its own side. You know, just only from its own side, without depending on the mind. Only exists from its own side, without dependent mind. There is no such thing. So the merely, when I say merely, that is what is being refuted. It only exists from its own side. It's being refuted. So in my school, the Savatantika Madhyamika says, in my school, the things exist in combination of both from the object appearing to the mind and the mind leveling to the object. Yeah, so the combination of both mind, or the subject and the object.
Yeah.
Next question, which is quite easy, relatively easy. Is a phenomena or thing existing uncommonly from its own side as it is without being posited through appearing to a valid mind, the object of negation in Savatantika Madhyamika school? Elaborate. You can say yes or no. But you understand the question, right? Do you?
The question is also like, "Why are you so nervous?" That's all. You like it, right? Yeah. That is easy.
I don't know.
Easy. I don't know. You don't know. You should. Isn't it? Yeah. Ed.
Yes.
What? What is?
Yes.
Yes, that's it. Yes,
What's the object of negation? Don't look down there. What's the object of negation according to the Savatantika Madhyamika school?
There are two, gross and subtle.
Say the subtle.
Okay.
Rakhba, yeah.
As being of other substances.
Hmm?
As being of other substance.
As being?
Of other substance.
Uh-huh. Vishing it.
Ah, the
existing form is one side is.
true existence on its face.
Dhamma to Vada.
Dhamma to
Vada.
Yeah, there's true existence, right? But when you elaborate the true existence, what is
it?
How does it, if it exists truly, then how should it exist?
By way of its own characteristic.
But it does. According to this school, it does, right?
That's the question. The question now is, what's the object of negation?
So if it exists truly, then how should it exist? Okay, so that is the part you should really memorize. Yeah. So that's the whole, you know, if you know that, you know, then you understand how it exists truly.
It exists without depending on the mind.
That was quite some point. Two more in Dubai. So the top of the top of the mother, two more in Dubai. And then what was the last? That's it. Till I'm not
doing it.
So in the question there is the, you know, the definition of the true existence, right, according to this school, the object of negation. It says existing uncommonly from its own side as it is, without being posited through appearing to a valid mind. So if there is such thing, then that is like truly existing.
That is the key here. That is
why
you have this. Can I ask a question? Differentiate the two self-graspings are differentiated according to the manner of grasping, not according to the referent object. So how is grasping at the table as self-supporting or self-grasping person?
So then, you know, the grasping at the table, you know, as existing substantially, you know, sufficiently and substantially, you know, so that would be, you know, grasping at the self of the person, of the table.